Adventures in Odyssey.
Trombones led the marching band. 22 trombones, all at my command. I just want to say that I'd hold you all day if I didn't need two arms to play.
It's time again for Odyssey Middle School's fall theater production. This year, we're doing The Minestrone Man, a play that requires a whole truckload of musical ability. Unfortunately, Matthew Parker and I don't have a truckload. More like a thimble load. But my brother Barrett, well, let me tell you, he'll get the lead as Tony Anthony, the trombone player, if there is any justice in this world. Good job, Barrett!
Thanks, Sam.
The competition at the auditions can get pretty intense. Emotions run high, egos are bruised. Pride is but a dim ship on the sea of memory. But there's no business like show business, especially if that business leads to murder. Okay, maybe not murder, but let me warn you, this is one of the more bizarre cases that yours truly, Emily Jones, and my sidekick, Matthew Parker, have ever tackled. I call it the mystery of the Phantom of the School Musical. Nah, too many words, never mind. Hey, we could call it stage fright. Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to a couple of weeks ago at Odyssey Middle School's famed Taft-Hartley Theater, where plays have been performed for many years. The theater was named after Thelma B. Taft and Roosevelt P. Hartley, two of Odyssey's favorite performers back in the day. And there we were, wading into that theatrical stream on the day the cast assignments were announced on the bulletin board. Matthew and I didn't get a part, but we did get to be stage managers for the production.
Oh, I didn't get in!
Oh, you didn't want to get in anyway, Matthew. You wanted to be a stage manager.
I did?
Sure you did. You hate the spotlight.
I do.
Yes, Matthew, you do.
I'm amazed at how much you know about me that I don't even know.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So, how's the casting for the play?
Great. If you're Barrett Jones and you wanted the leading role of Tony Anthony.
Really? I got it? Yes!
Congratulations. I knew you'd get it.
Yeah, congrats, Barrett. There's no better Tony Anthony.
Oh, thanks, guys. I don't know what to say.
You're going down, Barrett.
Jay, I didn't see you there.
Feeling pretty good about yourself today, Barrett?
Yeah, I suppose so. Did you get in the play, Jay?
You know I didn't get in.
Actually, I didn't know that.
Yeah, sure. You can gloat all you want.
Gloat?
But you're gonna rue the day. Rue the day.
What?
Rue the day!
Okay, what is your problem, Jay?
You're creeping me out.
Yeah.
Someday, very soon, Barrett, I will show you who's really the best. You will rue the day. You will.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt, but do you even know what rue the day means?
No.
Thought so.
But believe me, Barrett, when that day comes, you will rue like you've never rued the day before.
Yeah. Okay, Jay.
Just consider yourself warned. Rue it. Rue that day. Rue coming at you. Rue.
Okay, bye-bye.
Jay is going for supervillain status.
I'll say.
Oh, who cares? He's all bluff. The show must go on. Right, Barrett?
That's right. The show must go on.
Well, I wasn't exactly surprised. Jay and Barrett have been bickering that way for years now. Though I never thought that Jay would take it to the lengths that he did. But that's getting ahead of the story. Practice began the very next day, after school with Miss Adelaide directing. Everyone was pretty jazzed, except maybe for Matthew. He and I had a lot of work ahead of us.
Okay, places, everyone! Places, everyone! Oh, my. This is going to be one very long production.
Hi, Miss Adelaide. Matthew and I are ready to manage the stage. Right, Matthew?
Yeah, can't wait.
Oh, good. I didn't know if you two were actually going to show up.
Oh, yeah.
We're here.
Mr. Stolfitz?
We're coming. Okay, here I am.
Emily, Matthew, this is Charlie Stolfitz, the director of the Theater Guild. They borrowed our facility this summer for their production of... what was it, Charlie?
It was The Pirates of Penance.
Ah, that's right. It was about pirates who repent of their pillaging ways.
Didn't go over very well.
There are some set pieces he needs help moving out.
Well, lead the way, Mr. Stuff, Mr. Schlupp, sir.
Okay, come on.
You're new to Odyssey, aren't you?
Yes, though I was once considered to be a theatrical visionary on Broadway.
Really? By who?
People. Important people. And now, this is what I'm reduced to. Okay, here we are. Stay put until I turn on the lights.
Wow! Look at all this stuff!
Mm.
A palm tree? Ooh, a ship's mast!
Mere remnants of another dream destroyed by the flames of artistic philistinism.
You had a fire in here?
You did the story of David and Goliath?
What? Oh, no, I was speaking metaphorically.
Oh,
let's get cracking. All these set pieces have to get moved to the storage area beneath the stage. The stairs are over there. Let's go. Chop, chop.
Give me a hand with this palm tree, Matthew.
Okay, hold on. Oh, yuck! What's this?
Hey! That almost hit my foot.
Sorry. What's this stuff all over the tree?
It's just paint spattering. It's a typical theater technique. From a distance, it gives the set pieces a weathered look.
Oh, good. Whew. For a minute there, I thought they were bird droppings.
Actually, those are bird droppings.
Ouch! That did hit my foot!
Are those bird droppings covering everything?
Well, pretty much. It's just another sad detail in the sordid story of my play.
Ooh, what happened?
Well, I had a choice between rigging a plastic parrot on the pirate captain's shoulder or buying a real one. I wanted authenticity, so I decided to use a real one. Let's just say it was another bad choice.
So obviously the bird was a little out of control?
Out of control. The bird should have been wearing a diaper. It was downright incontinent.
He flew to Australia?
Huh? That's terrible.
Well, tell me about it. Yeah, I'd clean up.
Are there any gloves around here? I don't want to touch this stuff with my bare hands.
Well, I have some gloves in my truck, but they're all left-handed.
Okay.
Well, it didn't take long for us to move all that stuff into the storage area. After we finished, Matthew and I got a chance to watch Barrett practice his big number, a duet with Priscilla Peterson.
Okay, okay, quiet everyone. Barrett, Priscilla, are you ready?
Yes, Miss Adelaide.
Yes, Miss Adelaide.
Oh, all right, now, this is the scene where Tony Anthony is showing off for the local girl. So, really lay on the charm, Barrett.
Charm is locked and loaded, Miss Adelaide.
Good. And Priscilla, you are completely drawn in. You think you might actually be in love with this guy. So you need to sell it.
Consider me sold, Miss Adelaide.
I'm believing it already. Okay. And a one, and a two, and a...
What was that?
I don't know.
That didn't sound good.
Miss Adelaide?
It may have just been the central air kicking in.
The central air kicking in?
Well, they did redo the ductwork at some point. But let's just keep going, kids. I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. Are we ready? And a one, and a two, and I'm happy and I'm singing.
22 trombones led the marching band. 22 trombones all at my command. That was not the central air kicking in, Miss Adelaide.
No, I think you're right.
Woo the dead!
What? Did you hear that?
Woo the dead!
Em, what's going on here?
I have no idea.
Okay, Jay, we know it's you. Quit playing games and come out. Now!
Woo the dead! Woo the dead!
Jay, if that's you, I'm going to have a word with your parents. Jay? Jay!
If that's Jay, he's really good.
And if it's not Jay, I'm never setting foot in this theater again.
There's one way to find out. Where's my cell phone? Oh, here.
What are you doing?
I'm calling Jay.
Why? He won't be home. He's around here somewhere. He has to be.
Exactly. Hello?
Yo.
May I speak with Jay, please?
Why? Who is this?
Oh, hi, Jay. Just wanted to check to make sure that you're at home. Talk to you later.
Hey, I'm gonna steal you.
It wasn't Jay. He's at home.
Not Jay.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Yeah. The first to admit that my brother is pretty amazing. Talented, charming, personable, but when it comes to moments of fear... Well, let's just say he has issues. Remind me later and I'll tell you about how much he hates clowns. Needless to say, getting Barrett back on that stage the next day was going to take some work.
No way! I'm done! My theatrical career is over!
All right, just calm down, Barrett. Have you forgotten how wonderful you are up there?
I don't care. It's hard to play the trombone when you're screaming with fear.
And the cool factor goes completely out the window.
Look, Barrett, somebody's playing a prank, that's all. You're not gonna let somebody's prank scare you out of a role that you were born to play, are you?
Sure.
You'd give it all up for a prank. It's no prank, Emily. What, Priscilla? Have you guys ever heard of the Phantom of the Taft-Hartley?
Huh? The what?
Okay, you're not helping anything, Priscilla.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
A phantom? It doesn't look anything like a clown, does it?
Oh, brother. Here's what I heard. 50 years ago, the Taft-Hartley Theater was built. And then right after that, Roosevelt Hartley died. Under mysterious circumstances. Yeah, what kind of mysterious circumstances? Nobody knows. That's why they're mysterious. Anyway, ever since then, he's haunted the theater.
What? Haunted?
That's ridiculous.
I've heard the same thing, Emily.
Yeah, well, hearing it doesn't make it true, Matthew. True or not, the entire cast has decided that they won't rehearse anymore until that phantom, or whatever it is, has been found. You are kidding me. The whole cast is afraid? Uh-huh. Somebody is supposed to tell Miss Adelaide this afternoon. We voted and decided that Barrett should do it. Since he was the loudest screamer.
You voted me to represent you guys? Wow, that's an honor. I'll do it.
It's not an honor to win a vote because you're the loudest screamer. Barrett, listen to me. This is all just a lot of nonsense. There are no phantoms. Got it? I can't believe you're thinking of going back into that theater to tell Miss Adelaide that you're chickening out of the production.
You're right, Em.
Good.
There's no way I'm going back at that theater to meet her. You'll have to talk to her floor, since you're the only one who isn't afraid.
What?
Oh, and pick up my trombone, will you? I left it there because of the stampede out of the building, you know?
There's no point in recounting the argument that followed. Good sense didn't prevail. So, I had to go back to the Taft-Hartley Theater that afternoon to tell Miss Adelaide about the cast decision. And I had to drag Matthew along.
I don't want to go. I heard that Hartley lost his head and rides a horse.
That's Ichabod Crane. Stop being such a coward. There's no headless phantom of the theater. Now let's go inside and talk to Miss Adelaide. Maybe she can figure out how to save this production.
I think we'll cancel practice today.
Miss Adelaide, what's wrong?
Wrong? No, nothing. That is, well, I was in there alone, waiting for everyone, and well...
You heard that voice again, didn't you?
Voice? What voice?
Don't tell me you're afraid of it.
No, of course not. But I have to think of the children. We can't rehearse if they're afraid. Let me see. I'm going to have to contact the manager of the theater and resolve this issue. We may have to cancel the production.
That's okay, since none of the cast will work on it anyway.
Matthew!
Oh, then that works out perfectly. I'll be in touch. Bye-bye now.
Mission accomplished. I'm going home.
No, you aren't. We're going inside.
To get Barrett's trombone?
That, and to solve this mystery.
I was afraid you were going to say that. Well, here's Barrett's trombone. Let's go.
Not so fast.
But I don't like empty theaters. They're always so dark and empty.
Be brave.
And there are so many places where a phantom can hide.
If it is a phantom, it doesn't need to hide. And if it isn't, we need to catch whatever it is. Now, let's make our way backstage.
But I can hardly see anything. It's even darker back there.
Well, there's a light switch on the back wall.
I don't like this. Where's the light switch?
It's just over there, I think.
You think?
Well, since when am I an expert on theatrical lighting?
What was that?
It's an old theater. The floorboards make noise.
Hey, what was that? Did you feel it? The air moved.
The air conditioning just came on, that's all.
The same air conditioning that shouts rue the day?
Stop. Let's wait and see.
Yikes! It did it again! We're being attacked by the phantom!
Calm down, Matthew. Be still.
I'm getting out of here.
Matthew, don't! Matthew? Where are you?
Down here.
Down where?
Somebody put a hole in the middle of the stage.
Oh, wait. It's a trap door to the storage room. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Hang on. I'm coming down.
I suggest you use the stairs.
Okay. Oh, wow. It's even darker down here.
Yeah, I can't tell you how happy I am about that.
Can you stand up?
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear that?
Hear what?
Look, there's a light.
Where?
There, under that door. Isn't that a dressing room? We put some stage props in it yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You know, my ankle is fine. Let's get out of here.
Cut it out. Let's hurry before whoever it is escapes.
You first.
Come on, Matthew. Let's go. Okay, ready? I'll open the door. One, two, three. Aha!
What?
What?
Jay!
So you are the Phantom.
Out of my way.
Get him, Matthew!
Catch him, Em!
I can't catch him!
Over there! Where'd he go?
I don't know. Okay, I won't describe the chase through the theater, especially since we weren't able to catch Jay. Apparently he knew about the other stairway and exit that we didn't know about.
Okay, so that was weird.
Did you see what he was wearing?
Yeah, a big black cape. Definitely proof that Jay's the Phantom.
I don't know.
What? Didn't you see him? Come on, why else would he be here? Rue the day, remember? He has to be the Phantom.
Then how did he fly past us? He couldn't be upstairs flying around and downstairs playing dress-up all at the same time.
The same way he spooked everyone yesterday while he was still at home.
And how did he do that?
I don't know. Superpowers?
That's your theory?
Well, I didn't say it was a good one. But we have to tell Miss Adelaide.
Not yet. Something's bothering me about this. I need a few more questions answered.
Like what?
Like, why did Jay run all the way down to that stairway when the trapdoor stairs were closer and easier to use?
Beats me.
That gives me an idea. An idea that may solve this mystery. Matthew, tell everybody to meet me here tomorrow afternoon.
Nobody's coming back here until the Phantom is caught.
Which is exactly what I plan to do. Tell them to be here if they want to see the Phantom for themselves.
All right, Matthew, we're all here, and I'm sure we're very excited about meeting this mysterious phantom. Where's Emily? And why does this place smell like popcorn? Matthew?
I don't know where she is. I thought...
I'm right here. Oh, calm down.
Do you have it? Did you catch the phantom?
I'll get to that in a minute, but first I'd like to say something. Hello, everybody. How are you feeling? Pretty scared? I guess so, since nothing causes people to be scared more than irrational fear. That's right, I said irrational, because that's what you've all been. Imagine being willing to give up on your art and your talent and your courage all because of fear. Well, guess what? There's someone who didn't do that, and I'd like to introduce him to you. Jay, step out, please.
There he is. I knew it was him.
Calm down. Jay isn't the Phantom. are you, Jay?
No, I am not the Phantom.
Of course you are. You've been out to jinx my performance since the day Miss Adelaide turned you down for the part. Rue the day, remember?
That's right. And why did we find you here yesterday wearing that cape?
Yeah!
Quiet, everybody. Go on, Emily.
Jay's behavior isn't what you think. Yes, he planned his revenge for not getting the part, but his plan was to get an early start practicing for the next production, which Miss Adelaide posted on the bulletin board. What was the play, Jay?
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Heidelberg.
Which is why he was wearing that cape. He was rehearsing.
Yeah, I thought I should start now because it's two parts, which gives me, you know, double the exposure that Barrett is getting now.
yeah, okay. And the phrase, rue the day?
Got it from the play.
There you have it. Jay is not the Phantom.
Then who is? You still haven't explained the voice.
And what about the swoosh? How do you explain the swoosh?
I didn't know about a swoosh. We got swooshed yesterday. Very cool and very creepy.
And that's why I asked Mr. Charlie Schlutzer, the theater guy, to join us today as well. Mr. Stolfitz. Yeah. Okay, can you take it from here?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that all of you have been dragged into the orbit of my celestial universe of bad luck. During the summer's production of The Pirates of Penance, I bought a parrot from the Pet Vista shop over by the Odyssey Mall.
That's a nice place. They have hamsters.
Yeah.
As some of you know, the whole play was, well, a disaster. And the worst of it was when the parrot flew away during our last show. The back exits were open, so I assumed that she flew outside, but now I know she didn't. She's been here the whole time, living in the rafters of this very theater.
Mm-hmm. And to prove it, I'm going to bring out some parrot popcorn.
Parrot popcorn?
It's popcorn with some olive oil and nutritional yeast, no salt garlic powder, and a no salt herb mix sprinkled over the top. Parrots love it. Polly wants some popcorn?
Actually, her name is Winifred.
Oh, Winifred wants some popcorn? Cool. Whoa, okay, there you are. Who's a pretty bird? Who's a pretty bird, huh?
Hey, that doesn't sound like the voice we heard.
It does if you turn on the wireless mic and affect it through a hidden sound system.
Isn't that lovely?
Wow, how does a parrot know how to set up a sound system?
A parrot doesn't, Matthew, but a human does.
What human, Emily?
Mr. Schlop... Mr. Sh... him!
What? What are you saying?
I'm saying that none of these were coincidences. In fact, you've been the mastermind of everything that's happened.
What? Explain yourself, Emily.
That's easy. Jay, who suggested that the best revenge was to get a head start on the next play?
Mr. Stolfitz?
And who gave you access to the dressing room to wear the costumes and practice the lines?
Mr. Stolfitz.
And who was here often enough to teach the parrot to say your signature phrase, rue the day?
Rue the day?
Something he couldn't have learned just by hearing you say it once.
I know this one. Mr. Stolfitz.
Exactly.
But why would he want to sabotage our production?
Do you want to explain, Mr. You, or shall I?
I guess I'll have to do it.
And maybe you should do it without playing that character you've been playing all this time.
Yes. Well, maybe you're right. You see, the truth is, I came to Odyssey as an experiment. For the past year, I've been filming myself and everything I've done as a piece of, well, I like to think of it as experimental theater. The horrible play we did in the summer, spooking you all as the Phantom. It was all part of my plan to impress Broadway producers with my prowess as an actor and my powers to convince rational people to do absurdly irrational things. I mean, why else would people allow me to do a terrible play like The Pirates of Penance? It's ridiculous. Just as it was ridiculous for sensible adults and young people to actually believe that a phantom existed in this theater. But now, I have everything I need for my triumphal return, and I thank you all.
It was all like a bad reality show?
Well, more or less, though I have to ask you, Emily, how did you ever figure out that it was me?
Easy. The trapdoor on the stage that Matthew fell into? Obviously, Jay didn't know anything about it, or he would have used it to escape from us. So I asked myself, who had the knowledge and authority to open that trap door? The answer was you.
I admire your theory, but I didn't open that trap door.
You didn't?
Actually, dear, I opened it earlier in the day to put some supplies in the storage area.
Oh.
And with that, I am off to Broadway and a successful career on stage where I belong. Just as soon as I get you all to sign the release forms, you don't mind, do you?
Of course we do. You can't use us as dupes and puppets just to further your career.
Will we be on television?
Most certainly.
Where do I sign?
So, I hope you've all learned an important lesson about fear and how it doesn't pay to let your fears overtake. Oh, never mind. The show must go on is a great motto. At least in this case it is, because the show did go on and it was a huge hit. Barrett really wowed everyone with his trombone. Priscilla looked genuinely swept off her feet, and Miss Adelaide couldn't have been happier. And I might add, the sets looked fantastic, thanks to a couple of can-do stage managers that could multitask.
Yeah, can-do is an apt description. Hey, Em, have you noticed the pattern with our mysteries?
You mean that I usually solve them with my uncanny ability and prowess as a detective?
Actually, I was thinking about how they're animal-related.
Oh. Well, maybe next time we'll get out of that rut.
Or not.
Guess we'll find out together, huh?
You betcha.
Come on.
You know, buried in all the silliness of today's episode was an important lesson. When we let fear get the better of us, we often do ridiculous things. That's why when we're afraid, we have to remember that God is with us. And if we put our trust in Him, then there's nothing to be afraid of. Or to quote Hebrews 13, God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" With God in control, we don't need to be afraid of anyone or anything. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Stage Fright was written by Kirby Atkins and directed by Dave Arnold, with sound design by Nathan Jones. Music by John Campbell. Our cast featured Christina Pacelli as Emily, Zach Callison as Matthew, Andy Pessoa as Barrett, and Barbara Niles as Miss Adelaide, along with Jess Harnell, Whit Hertford, and Gatlin Green. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.